Welcome in, everybody, inside the Gamecocks, the show rolling on here. Third hour of the live super stream here on a thirsty Thursday. Phil Mad Dog Mullinax, JC Sherbert in with you. Ah, man, we're almost there, JC. It's like, well, there's real football on tonight, and then there'll be power football on Saturday. I just read some sort of headline that says, Steve Belichick is not going to be with the North Carolina team when they travel to Ireland. So that's well, what a dramatic offseason.
I hope Steve Belichick's health related, right? So I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he is okay. I didn't realize.
I call him a Hard Rock Harry. Like yeah. These guys that like look sort of like Rob Ryan. I call him Hard Rock Harry. Hard Rock Harry. but I don't know why I do that. So I hope Hard Rock Harry's okay. Yeah, Hard Rock Harry's. We're on to Ireland.
We're on to Ireland.
I don't even know how Bill Belichick's coaching football right now. But I'm telling you, don't be surprised if they put points on the board against TCU. Don't be surprised if they beat TCU. Seriously.
Right.
Because TCU's probably like after going in and cutting them in Chapel Hill last year. Cutting them. Oh, by the way, who was the offensive coordinator that night?
Oh, yeah. A1 TCU. Briles, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good start.
Not bad.
So perhaps, I mean, actually, they're probably a little better that night than they were for the rest of the season. But I think TCU is probably just sitting there going, oh, we're just going to roll on over to Ireland, and, beat them down. Like they're full of turmoil and all that, but you're not, you know, first of all, if somebody has to step in and run the defense, Bill Belichick is perfectly capable of doing it.
Right. You've got a guy that
he's only one of the better defensive minds out there. Okay. You know, hopefully he doesn't try to overteach it, but Belichick would be one in college, I would think, that would understand that these guys, you got to scale it back.
Yeah.
That's A. B, don't forget the Bobby Petrino factor.
That's right, he is.
He's the OC, dog. Bobby Petrino is the OC at UNC. So there's two things about that. Number one, he's Bill Belichick. I'm not letting Jordan, my girlfriend, anywhere near Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, yeah.
Or his motorcycle.
Keep an eye on your daughter. So.
In Dublin. So, it's like, I bet Hard Rock Harry drives a motorcycle too.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. Yeah.
Hard Rock fault rolls up there on his hog, and here comes Petrino, and Belichick looks at Jordan because they're standing out there drinking a drink with an umbrella in it or something, and wherever they got him in Chapel, he's like, yeah, let's go inside. I don't want you to see this. Hi, Steve. No, stop. Turn around, woman. Get inside. Smacks her. Yeah. I don't want you talking to Bobby. Dude, what if we had this whole drama? Like, what if there's like a real, like we had a real soap opera about UNC football? Like Bill Belichick was kind of a Days of Our Lives character. Stefano DeMiro would be Bobby Petrino.
That would be Petrino.
He would be Petrino. Right? Yes. Bill Belichick would be Victor Kariakis, maybe. Yes. Oh my dear sweet brother Noomsie. This is Inside the Game, guys, the show on a thirsty Thursday. McKell Enterprises chat box. We've talked about openers a little bit in the first part. Jamie, he was talking about his article on thebigspur.com yesterday. It's really good. It's got 10 good things in it. It's not all positive either. He said he painted a rosy picture. I don't think it was that rosy. I thought it was very realistic. So be sure to check that out. Doc Graybeard does sound off because all roads do lead to offense. He's talking about Beamer. He's like, retaining the guy that nearly sunk Beamer, then replace him with a learn-on-the-job guy, then a washed-up old coach. Yeah, I don't know that – I think with Dowell Loggins learning on the job, I don't necessarily think he was unprepared to be an OC. I think he was unprepared to coach a quarterback like Lenore Sellers to his strengths. Because you get here and Spencer Rattler is like, can do the things that you want him to do, you know, and you did it in a way that made a lot more sense than the previous guy.
Yeah.
Sellers just wasn't there, you know, and I think I think Dowell Loggins got a lot better as an OC as the year went on too.
Yes.
You know, there's just a good argument as far as what to call and when and all that good stuff. So Lance says, if Kendall Briles makes the Gamecocks product exciting, he may finally get a head job.
Yeah.
Bruin makes a good point. Loggins started off the year trying to do like Shula and Satterfield and his year with Rattler. And Rattler was able to do it. But to his credit, he adjusted more to Lenoris and it paid off. Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Krager said, what'd they get off in that first drive? Got the ball out quick, bootleg, short crossers, and then it just went away. Man, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, who knows? I know. Yeah, it's the biggest bill of goods we've been sold around here in a long time was that opening drive.
Good Lord, it's legendary.
I know.
Legendary. Bruin said, go out and set the tone the first two games, get in sync, and score 60. Yeah, I'm very careful about points saying, you know, there's 60. I'd love to see it, but I think when you set those expectations, but not that I'm out here setting expectations for anybody, but if you go and score 42 and you're playing the fourth team the whole fourth quarter and resting up and right. staying healthy. That's okay too. That's okay too. So the call, everybody's talking about the coach's bait, Shane Beamer calling show. Luke says, I want us to look like a playoff team in game one. Not all the playoff teams look like playoff teams. I mean, it's some that look like playoff teams in week one. By week seven, they're terrible.
Doo-doo.
I just want a good, solid first game. You know, as first games go, you know, let's not go out there and have everybody walking out of the stadium mad after a victory.
Yeah,
it's going to be hot enough.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's no need to Georgia State or Old Dominion.
You don't want to get that Columbia Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock pseudo hangover when you're heading back to the condo or tailgate to maybe turn on the afternoon action. Auburn Baylor, I think, is then.
Or yeah. Right.
Clemson, get ready to watch the Clemson game. And
oh, yeah.
For the first time ever, Clemson against another SEC school. People are having trouble deciding who to pull for. And have a bad feeling in the pit of your stomach about the Gamecock game. I mean, it's just don't do it.
No,
just I'm talking about the team. Just don't go out there and mess around.
Man. Right. Yeah, that's right. Don't as little anxiety as possible. Right. I like your theory from the morning show that a little adversity is not going to hurt anybody. That way you can kind of get through it and push through it. But, you know, fight through it. No anxiety. Let's get out of here with a resounding win. Looking competent in all three phases of the game.
Yeah. So, exactly. Gamecock Depression said, saw that Wright said South Carolina and Ole Miss also were recruiting him. Do you guys believe that's true? No. Now I'll say this. Okay. Could South Carolina have used another tight end? Yes, if Daquan Wright was. Now I'll also say this. Recruiting, when you recruit or you have a conversation about something with your agent, which is how it works these days, that's a whole hell of a lot different than Shane Beamer calling up and saying, sue so you can get eligible.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So maybe they had a conversation. I mean, I've said this. Well, the reason I say I've said this is because I hate repeating myself. And I'm almost reminding myself, by the way, just so you guys know, because my wife said, she's like, you say I've said this a lot. I've said this. It sounds like you're bragging about how much you know. Yeah. And if it comes across that way, I apologize. I'm going to quit dang doing that because I just say that because I'm going back and I'm like, I've said that already. In my mind, I'm like, you said that already. You said it because I don't want to repeat myself. I'm getting old. So I apologize for that, folks. But nevertheless, Carolina needed or could have used another tight end.
Yeah.
So,
You know, I mean, that
comes available. Obviously, they were open to doing it, but were they? Are they actively scouring NFL rosters? No,
no.
That was just an idea. I think that just got floated to take some of the heat off of LSU.
Yeah, something tells me. Yeah, some of that's just coming out. Yeah, not surprised though that Ole Miss is, you know, the other mentioned team there.
Yeah, and regardless, Carolina's president and Ole Miss's president both voted to not let pro players back, and LSU ended up abstaining. Probably because he was going to vote for it, but probably because they would have been like, look, you realize we only have four basketball players right now.
That's right.
If no pros are eligible.
The AD steps in and be like, man, you can't vote to kill your basketball program before it even starts the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Blake comes in. By the way, Blake, I woke up early this morning. And I had YouTube on. Is this the documentaries?
Yes.
And the first recommended video, dog, was the Landrum. I'm going to have Phil play the intro.
The Landrum
High School Coaches Show on the way back in. It's even more epic than the broadcast.
It was so good.
It's so well produced, too. Like, honestly, it looks like one of those old-timey college coaches shows.
You would not think that Landrum is just this tiny school near the border of South Carolina.
1A school at all. You
know, yeah, no.
Beautiful. It's like, man,
these guys must be like legit.
JEK is not in the chat.
Yeah, no, we don't allow him in even. Yeah, he's blocked, actually. We have him blocked. It works that way. He does sneak in via Twitter every once in a while, but we try to ignore that. Dumbassery.
Cockway says, did y'all read the piece from the UNC on Three side a couple of weeks back on a possible move to the SEC? They were projecting us maybe scheduling them after they announced an exit because the ACC would be mad. South Carolina North kind of canceled that series yet?
No.
That has not been canceled. No, NC State.
The home and home is still. Hold on. Let me.
All right, Phil. Let's go on a fact-finding mission because that's it. I didn't read that article, Cockweed. But that's very, very interesting because all the Virginia Tech's been canceled in the 2030s. Miami's gone. I think NC State's gone too. Kind of fascinating. North Carolina's still there. Dun, 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 dun.
No, okay, I take that back. They did cancel.
They canceled North Carolina.
Yes.
All right. So, okay. All right. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember which one. So, but I don't. I think if they join the SEC, then South Carolina and North Carolina will probably play every year, which is fine. I'm there for that.
Yeah.
I don't think South Carolina, as long as there's 9 SEC games. No, they're not scheduling them. Lance is giving an early latte. Lance game one prediction 42-10.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Bruin says, pray for the insanity of Carolina beats Kent State 24-7. Yeah,
No.
Bobby says, we're going to hang 42. Deputy Smitty makes an excellent point. Mentioned in the playoff looking in game one. Remember Florida State last season.
Yeah.
Man, they put Florida State in the top 10. Yeah.
Woohoo. Look at that. They took down Bammer. Whoa. Oh, wait a minute.
They lost how many ACC games in a row, Florida
Not
State?
So fast.
TD says, has the Mississippi State game time been announced? Yeah, it's
Isn't it 4:15, 4:30.
Yeah, that actual kick has been announced. Mm-hmm. First 3 weeks. It's mid-afternoon. Dexter says, let the shenanigans be during the tailgate, not on the field. Absolutely. Deputy Smitty says, high of 97, it currently says.
No, is that
I saw that too. And then somebody had an updated forecast that said 91. I don't know.
It's going to be hot and muggy. There's just no way around it, right?
Be hot. So, Luke says he doesn't watch Florida State, but he remembers in 2000 coming off 1-21 and beat New Mexico State, tore down the goalpost. Everyone knew Carolina was going to be good after that game. Yeah, they didn't. That was a good opener. Carolina did not make a whole lot of mistakes, and that was Lou Holtz's first win at South Carolina.
Right.
And then they shut New Mexico. New Mexico State had had a pretty competitive, good team the year before. And I remember, like, WTBS had a had a college football show, Fred Hickman or whatever. And I remember one of those guys on there picked New Mexico State to upset the Gamecocks. Mm. Diego Pavia wasn't walking through that door.
Right. Diego Pavia. That's right. The kill zone was not coming. The
kill zone. Blake said he said, hell yeah. He said, I almost sent you the coaches show when I was out yesterday, but I knew you were busy. Big brother's listening to you. Yeah, no doubt. Cockweed says the UNC on three guy was basically forecasting how salty their ACC brethren would be, and they need us to schedule them till they become a full SEC member. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Right here. At this point, we'll trade you LSU for North Carolina.
Trade LSU for North Carolina tomorrow.
In a heartbeat.
But if they're out there in never land and the ACC's not, they don't have enough games, you know, it's out there. It's like, oh, let's call up South Carolina. They'll play us. No, we won't.
No.
I would say if I were them, no, we won't. Why? We have Clemson and 9 SEC games. Go to hell.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need you.
I mean, that's all I would say. There is
zero benefit to even blowing you off the field.
Yeah, I mean, no way. All right, let's get to breaking.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Back to normal on our music here.
Mm-hmm. When we get back. So our buddy Mac in the chat box yesterday, Burns guy, karaoke guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, his partner there's Kyle, who also went to Burns with. And I did want to give everybody an update about the flounder. Kyle, let's just say he said it's the bomb.
Oh, it's the man, all right, man. Check this flounder place out.
They need to, we need to solicit them for advertising. We need to steal them from the Landrum Coaches Show.
That's right.
Hey, we'll cut you a deal.
We'll cut you a deal.
No, I'm just kidding. Go into the flounder chat box.
That's right.
They got good onion. They do. I remember them having good onion rings. There's a lot of places in Spartanburg with good onion rings. Anyway. Also, there's good food out at D's Wings. Go visit D's Wings in West Columbia. Gamecock Traditions, GameCockTraditions.com. Get all the Nike stuff and all that good happy jazz. And don't forget, there's high school football tonight because for some reason, I'd like somebody to explain to me the protocol for rescheduling these games. Like, is it a financial thing because the gate's not going to be that good? I understand they need money. I understand any explanation you give me. And I'm not trying to be old man yells at cloud, but some of these forecasters, like, well, there's a thunderstorm coming through for 30 minutes. Or it's like, I saw one forecast light rain. Like, the forecast for the whole state was light rain. And I know there's storms that come in. I'm not an idiot nor a meteorologist. But, like, last week there was a big system coming in, right? You knew it. I don't know that we got it. There's still, like, 20 games on Thursday. Somebody explain it to me.
Who knows?
I'm
ticked off about having to spend $23 and getting to watch one quarter of football, and then, you know, if I go back this week, they're going to charge me again.
They should give you a discount or a refund.
Go in there and just argue and be like, I was here last week, you owed me three quarters of football.
There's some teachers sitting out there teaching, some math teacher.
Yeah.
Then they just give her the you take. Oh, you're taking tickets because you teach math. Keep up with the money, Bonnie. I'm 3 years from retirement. I'm not taking the tickets anymore, Mr. Fetterman. We'll be back after this on the show. You can get the preview of the Landrum 96. Landrum's 1-0.
Yep.
Preview of the Landrum 96 game by watching this. Head coach Mike Reed. And those kids. I guess those are Coach's kids there. And
those are his kids, dude.
I mean, I'm so fascinated by this. As a native of Spartanburg, I'm just so fascinated.
Burns? Like, is Burns doing a coach's show?
No, Burns is on what used to be ESPN Upstate.
Like, right. Yeah.
Burns mm-hmm. and Spartan High is on like the Spartanburg Dorman have their own. I mean, they've had that for years. Burns used to not have a broadcast, but mm-mm. when they got sort of winning under Bobby Bentley, and Spartan High and Dorman have always had their radio. Gaffney was on a big FM out of Gaffney.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think they mm-hmm. probably still are, but the school's up on the Northern Ridge. And so what this Upstate Prepcast is Landrum, Chapman, Ballin Springs and Chesney. So that Northern Ridge of Spartanburg County, mm-hmm. there's some dang good folks up from that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, so I originally turned on the Chapman broadcast the other day.
Oh,
They played Eastside on last Thursday. And it, let's just say it reminded me of home a little bit too. And, but then these guys, like, cause Chapman was rained out. So I switched over to Landrum. I was like, oh my Lord. My wife listened to the whole coach's show this morning, so she's listening to the whole game.
She's all set up for the game against 96 this weekend.
Yeah, we got it going. We're going to have it on. So I don't know, man.
Oh, so good. I'm like, man, I love it. I love it. Talk about small town football, man. That's exactly what it's all about.
JB Trees is the preacher in town. I worked for him in high school.
Oh.
Does he not have – I thought it was a tree removal service.
It is, but you know what? It explains why.
There's some religious,
symbolism there.
Oh, he has a tree removal company. He's like people like that. You know, it's like, well, I need prayer. Go see JB.
That's right.
Because a tree fell on my house. Well, I got good news for you.
That's right.
We'll save you a trip. Man, we'll save you a trip. Save you a phone call.
Right, man, two birds, one stone. Call JB.
Oh, Harrison says it did not disappoint. So I'm not, all right. So we got to talk about the Gamecocks. So somebody, Bruin. I knew Bruin was going to be in a bad mood, you know, because the scheduling at South Florence probably wasn't too smart.
Yeah.
You go to Hilton Head with every Gamecock fan's favorite high school coach, and they beat South Florence. That was bad. And then you go right back down James there. You go right back down there to play James Highland.
I know.
Who's in charge of scheduling? Doc says Bowling Springs is not the town he grew up in. 2-lane highway, Highway 9, a community cache, Bantam Chef, and one red light. Boy, people need to. I've lost probably, you know, some pounds significantly. If people don't quit talking about the Flounder and the Bantam Chef, I'm going to go try to find. I'm driving 25 miles from here where I may could find the equivalent and ordering a chili cheese with onion rings. And I can't do that.
I can't. We got to
mention don't mention the Bantam Chef, Doc. I'm a recovering fat man. Paul McJunkin asked why I moved to Chicago. I just like the weather. Ha! No, my wife is from Chicago. She's from Thailand originally, but she moved to Chicago when she was 4. I actually met her in Spartanburg at a wedding, but she has 2 kids and stepsons. And so they were in high school, and the power of technology can do my job anywhere. It's a pain in the butt in a lot of sometimes, but with the Gamecocks, but I've always worked with good people and have stayed connected, and I'm back frequently. So, we just can't move the kids when they're in high school, you know, that's just kind of tricky, and didn't want to just live apart, you know, so had to make this work, but we'll be back soon enough. Landrum got a Boots and Sonny's. Did you know that Sonny Clayton is my distant cousin or sort of distant cousin?
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My great grandmother, her sister married Sonny Clayton's dad, and Ricky from Ricky's is his brother. We got to get on another subject. There's still a bad, Bantam Chef in downtown Chesney. Oh my gosh. So
I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah. So, yeah, Blake said Nat's now a Landrum Cardinal. We may get some gear. We were talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so some personnel notes. Jamie and Risher is going to be the fourth linebacker. Clayton White kind of confirmed a lot of things yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was pretty open about how he's lining
some,
things
yeah, up. Some of the personnel. And he'll do, you know, he's one that will do that. He'll eventually just kind of give you two or three guys. And, I'm not, you know, what I've heard is that guy's around the football making plays. If you're kind of a Gamecock historian, you can go all the way back to Hank Campbell, walk-on linebacker from within the state that did some good things. More recently, Lance Lowry, he was from Lower Richland, or Lowry. Anyway, I think he started 3 years at linebacker here. There been any other walk-on linebackers that have done big things? At Carolina, you come to mind. I mean,
not walk on.
I mean, he's the fourth linebacker, so that'll be good. Also, he said Quay Dodge, Jaquavius Dodge. So I don't know. You know, we haven't seen Clint in a long, long time in the chat box. And I was wondering about it. It's like, I wonder if we did something to make him mad.
No. Right.
No.
That's right. Yeah.
We didn't. No. He said this. And, dude, I am when Clint gets back in the chat box –
I mean, kudos
to give him a medal of honor.
Freaking guns, man.
I'd forgotten Clint said this. And so then, so I forgot he said it, but he said it. It's like, I'm taking the preseason of football off. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, like a lot of people, it's like, usually that means I'm not going to buy into the hype.
Yeah.
People will still post and just doubt things, still interact, still listen, still read. He was serious. He's just taking it off. And I
remember if he still has a daughter that goes to Wayne Hampton.
I am impressed.
If not, I may.
Clint's a big fan.
Yeah, man, I know.
I miss him. I mean, he goes to high school games and stuff. We got all this high school stuff. I'm like, I need to ask you about these teams. I'm listening to East Side, you know.
Yeah.
Clint's an East Side guy. I'm listening to them versus Chapman. I'm like, who's this kid from East Side, you know?
Oh, Clint's an Easley guy. Yeah, he's a green. He was a green wave.
Easley, that's right. Easley.
Yeah, yeah. But he had kids at Wade Hampton. That's how I was like, right. I always see him when I go to Wade Hampton games. So maybe
Quay Dodd went to East Side. That's what I'm saying. But so Quay Dodd, so on my projected depth chart on the Big Spur, I had George Wilson as the fourth end. Just because I think he's going to do some pass rushing stuff. But actually, Clayton White said it was Quay Dodd, which I think is good because I think that shows progress. Because Dodd, number one, there's a new coach, and the new coach did not get to work with him in the spring. So that means with Deion Barnes and Quay Dodd that they've sort of he's must have done something impressive because there was other options there. And then number two, Dodd, since he's been here, has been a long-term upside guy.
Yeah.
And it kind of tells me, Phil, that he's probably a little bit further along than maybe we thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reason I thought of Clint by saying this is that Clint went to see Dodd play at East Side. That's where I thought he went to East Side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And came back, gave me a nice scouting report. I always enjoyed his scouting report. So hopefully Clint's just holding out till. You know, well, he's just doing what he said he was going to do.
I imagine we'll see. We'll see him next week, man. Yeah.
He'll have to be back. I mean, the Gamecocks have to give him a reason to be back.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right. McKellar Enterprises chat box. Fish camp. Dexter misses the Pizza Inn buffet up there. I think about the Pizza Inn buffet every day of my life. Not really every day, but. Sort of. I mean,
not really every day, but.
Oh, okay. So I forgot this brew and beef sandwich question. It was in the earlier show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Is a beef sandwich from Illinois the same as a roast beef from here? We need to know. No. So Italian, it's called Italian beef.
Beef sandwich.
And what they do, it's not a very expensive piece of meat. Kind of this all came out of like immigrant kitchens. Same thing with the drug through the garden hot dog. You know, people they didn't have a lot to eat or whatever, so they make a hot dog and they load it up with veggies to get fuller. That's kind of the urban legend with it. And so you take this piece of meat. I don't know what it is. You can use a number of pieces of meat.
Yeah,
just and you kind of boil it, slow roast, boil it, broil it like for 24 hours. So it falls apart and you, like spices, and you make the au jus or whatever. And then you put it on a French roll, and then you dip it in that juice, and you put what's called jardiniere peppers on it. And it's a very distinctive taste. I ordered an Italian beef sandwich in Atlanta one time, and it was just roast beef on a. I was like, well, who are you trying to fool here?
This ain't no beef.
This ain't a beef. Now, what's really good is the beef and sausage combo. The first time I ordered that, I'm with my wife, and I'm like, I want one of them beef sandwiches. You know, we were dating. She's like, I'm going to take you by Portillo's. It's like, okay, cool. So I got me a beer. And I got me in a glass. It came in a glass at this hot dog place. And she's like, you should get the combo. So I'm looking at the combo. I'm like, well, I'm thinking combo. It comes with fries or onion rings and a drink. No, sir. It's a beef sandwich, as I just described, but with a piece of Italian sausage in the middle of it.
Oh.
And then they dip that in juice and put jardiniere on it. So it's a combo.
That sounds delightful.
So that's very good. Doc said Boots and Sonny's versus Ricky's. Hot dog wise, I'd always go to Ricky's, but you know, I think my dad liked Ricky better as his cousin or whatever. So we ended up going there more. Dislike Sonny, but it was kind of weird. Luke says, what's your favorite Gamecock football game or memory or Gamecock football season? Any time period. My favorite season up until the last month of 2024. Which I thoroughly like. That's the first time in a long time there was like not a lot of anxiety watching the team.
Right.
There was nervousness, but I looked forward to see. I hated it when the season ended because I was like, I really liked watching this team play.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite game ever? Gosh. I'd say probably. See, a lot of the games that I really enjoyed, they lost. Like, I had a good time.
Right. Had a good time.
Like when I was a kid, I went to the Orange Bowl to see him play Miami. Lost, but a great game. Let me think. My favorite game ever. I'd have to say, just for kind of like sentimental purposes, because I went with my friend Manning. Manning passed away in 2014, and he was my buddy. When I lived in Nashville, you know, he lived in Spartanburg. I would come down and we would go to the games together because my wife at the time worked on weekends, and he was the only one left. It's like that song from the Allman Brothers, "Nobody Left to Run With Anymore," because me and him. And so we just go to the games, and so this was 2005 when Spurs first year. They were playing Florida, and Florida was in the middle of putting together a monster recruiting class. And of course I worked at Rivals and they got Tebow and, you know, they're getting all these good players and, you know, here's Carolina and like a Spurrier's never going to win and blah, 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 all this stuff. And, so Florida, the Gators come to town. It was early game. So I got up early in the morning and drove down and followed Manning down because I had to leave and go directly back. And I remember that song, Tuesday's Gone, came on the radio. Leonard Skinner. It's like, near. And, you know, like when they kick into the, like after the orchestra part, and it's like, meow, meow, meow. And I'm sitting there going, what the heck am I doing driving all the way to see this stupid team from Nashville? I was like, I was guilty about going. And then all of a sudden, when that solo kicked in, a Dodge Caravan hauling ass at about 92 down 385. Gamecock flags are flying. Kicked it past me right when that is like, and I was like,
oh. Yeah.
And then I woke up. And then that was one of the loudest early kickoffs at Williams-Brice I've been to. We sat in West Lower, and Carolina beat Florida for the first time ever with Spurs. It was unbelievable game. And just that experience, and kind of reinforcing why. I mean, maybe I'm mentally ill. I don't know. So some may agree.
Problem.
But I've just always had a passion for Carolina and for the people. Mm. You know, I didn't know who that person was in that caravan. Boy, they were trying to get, they had to get the Bojangles to get the tailgate biscuits, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it just kind of reinforced that. And then that win, and you kind of knew, you know, Steve Spurrier is a pretty good coach and he hadn't lost it. And, mm-hmm. and then all the Florida people were just crapping all over him for taking the job and then for him to win it. That was probably one of my favorite days. But you also have to keep in mind, you know, because of my previous employment and things, like I wasn't in town for the, you know, I was in Nashville the day Carolina beat Georgia 35-7 in 2012. I'd had against Alabama in 2010, I'd gone to Las Vegas for work. And so I watched that game in Vegas. So some of those moments that maybe you guys have had, I didn't necessarily get to have. And then a lot of them, my best season, RJ, was probably the 2000 season, because I was in school and, you know, everybody's just kind of feeling down about football. And then all of a sudden they started winning and you get to talk about bowl games. And yeah, at the time, Carolina hadn't been to a bowl in 6 years. And it was just, it was good. So that was probably my favorite season. You know, I'll tell you another game, a road game I enjoyed was 05 as well, when they beat Tennessee in Knoxville. Mm. That was a great day. I met a lot of cool people that day. There we go. Craiger's talked to Clint. He's just taking a break for a while. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I respect he stayed away.
Yeah, he's done.
He told us all that. I'm going to take a break from the preseason.
Coming off of that crappy baseball season, he's like, I'm out. I need a break.
Yeah. So biggest needs for the recruiting class, TDS, for 2027. I think they would definitely like another running back.
Yeah.
I think they'd like another edge, and a defensive tackle. Other than that, who can you flip? Who's good? You know?
Yeah.
If you take best player available. They don't have that many spaces. These guys don't really like, if they'll hold space and just hit the portal. I mean, they're not, hit. Some people call it the bargain bin, but I call it the quality leftovers.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Like what they do during the summer. Those are like Thanksgiving leftovers. It's good. They're good stuff.
It's good stuff. That's right. Yeah, like senior risers. There's always room for somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Harrison said last season broke a number of folks, and I don't blame them. Good news though is kickoffs are mere 9 days. Yeah, the folks that aren't on board right now that are still kind of skeptical, and I normally I would be like, I don't understand, you know. Look at this. Mm. But this year I do.
Yeah.
You know, I do understand. Last year was just tough. So, and I agree. And there's too much going on in the world and in life to invest just time and emotion into something that is going to hurt you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's up to the Gamecocks to change that. And I don't think it's going to take too long. Honestly don't. I think Blake says Clint's going to kick off the pregame show in the chat box. It's going to be a party. Absolutely.
Right.
Harrison says the tailgate show is so fun. I won't be able to catch it live next week since I'll be at the stadium, but I'll try my best to be tuned in. Oh, it's okay. It's going to be an early tailgate.
Yeah, we'll do an early one because it's a noon kickoff. We'll get this thing over with. Mm-hmm.
Doc does not like Ricky's. He thinks it's better.
Mm.
Craiger asked if the combo comes with an ambulance. Bruin asked if it's like a French dip. No, not really. You just have to try
peppers in it that kind of differentiate it from and the flavoring of the beef is different. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm definitely going to try a combo the next time I'm up there though. That sounds delightful.
It is very good. Yeah, everybody's complaining about what do you guys think about the black gloss helmets? I don't like the matte for some reason, but again, it's just a personal preference.
I don't mind it. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's a uniform, dude. You know,
I like the gloss a little better than the matte.
I like them both. I like the gloss too. I think the gloss will pop like in a night setting and all of that more so than the matte, but that never really bothered me with the matte. I would like to have seen a matte garnet helmet, but they did not do that.
Never did black. That.
Yeah.
T-Far says he actively asked his wife to go apple picking last year so he wouldn't have to watch the Gamecocks play. Dear God, sir. Did it get that bad, T-Far? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, man. We usually do save that for the bye week around here.
I just don't go apple picking.
Well, we don't go pick. We just go to the orchard and get donuts. And
they have this
bag of apples.
I don't get that in South Carolina either, because in October it's 85 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're putting flannel on.
No, roll up in your shorts and t-shirt. No, I know what you're saying, though. Phil. It's like, yeah, you get your pumpkin spice latte and all that. Guess I'm not a pumpkin spice guy, so none of this is sounding good to me at all.
Apparently, Sydney Sweeney just broke Instagram. And then Bruin goes, hold on, I'll be right back, Craig.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Oh, man. Max Grill in Charleston has a legit Italian beef. Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
And TD, I did read Chris Lowe's article on Beamer, and it is good. It kind of gives you some insight in there and all that, you know. And I hope someday this is really up to the Gamecocks and the program. I hope that someday everybody that's familiar with Carolina football, you know, doesn't feel the need to rehash that they've never won anything in every article. I know, but the only way to do that is for the program to win and have something tangible to do. Not just win games, not just win seven, not just win eight, but win something. Whether it's making a playoff or whatever. Well, there was an article that somebody was quoted as saying, an NFL scout that was saying, you know, if they give Beamer time, he'll have them good every year. Maybe not a national championship, but a playoff contender. I think everybody would take that. Dude, if you become a playoff contender and you make it every year, eventually you can break, you know, then you're at that next level that you can break through.
Yeah, hopefully this is the this year is the first taste we get of a playoff contention.
All right, so we got to all go to Instagram.
Hold on, do we? Oh my, okay.
I don't even know, Phil, if we should put it up, dude.
I'm not going to put it on the screen, though. I know.
I'm interested. I am going to tell you whether or not you should.
Whether it's worth your while. I don't want that in my search history.
Oh, really?
Somebody send me a link. Hold on, I can do it.
All right, so here she is. Okay. Oh, my. It's an advertisement. Okay, yeah. All right. So anybody whose wife is listening, it's the birthday one. Bobby says, good grief. Yeah. That's happy birthday to Sydney Sweeney.
So, well, anyway. There you go.
All right. So another fun day of talking about Spartanburg, a little bit of Gamecock sports. We need the season to get here, folks, pretty quick.
Yeah, it needs to
don't forget fourquarterfriday.com tonight. It's you don't have to have a membership to view this. We'll have the live blog. Bruin, I'm sure, will be talking about some South Florence and James Island action tonight. About 22 games. I don't understand why they moved half of them, but that's okay. Also, tomorrow, we'll have John Strickland on the show, another coffee, then we get into game week mode, thankfully. I think I've literally run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, it's starting to get like coming back from or heading into the hiatus, right? It's like, I don't know what more there is to say other than
spot the way they play. Spot the I got a few more things to discuss. Maybe we'll talk about Kent. Maybe we'll dig into Kent State or something.
I figure, yeah, next week.
We got Matt tomorrow. Matt's got stats.
Yeah, that's true. Matt will come
in. We can always talk about stats.
That's right. Matt is going to have stats.
Yeah. Doc says, thank you. Another wonderful, fun show. Yeah. And sometimes it's good just to cut up for the last hour.
I know. I mean, I guess.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, anyway, for Phil Mullinax, it's JC Sherbert. It's been a... Bobby. Everybody's going to Instagram now. They're just
thanks,
gone.
Bobby.
Sydney's pointy. He's like, I'm buying whatever she's selling. Give me two. I sent him the link. Yeah. Unbelievable. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I can see why everyone's excited.
Indeed.
Shoe buddy. Anyway. I could say something right now to close the show that would just be not appropriate. So all you folks have a good one. We'll see you later.